it than work.
So you were the first person I've ever heard say so succinctly this idea that 100% focus is associated with joy, no matter what the task. It's implicit in a lot of like Eastern philosophies of enlightenment and stuff like that. I think you're probably right. And yet in my own life, I don't do very much of that. What is wrong with me that's not wrong with you? How did you figure this out?
Well, I probably have a talent you don't, which is I can say no. I say no very easily. I say no to almost everything. My guess is you say no a lot, but you say yes too much.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, you have 7 different things you'd like to put yourself fully into, but you can only put 1/7 of yourself in because you said yes to all of them. So early on, when I decided I want everything I do to be a joy, I realized I would only be able to do very few things. So I just say no to just about everything and yes to just enough that I can constantly be putting my whole self into the teaching or into an article. I mean, I've published 1/4 of the articles most of my colleagues at my stage of career have published, because I write very few articles, because I'm not going to write one that isn't just as beautifully written and as smart as I can possibly be at that moment, because that brings me joy. And I'm lazy. I like joy.
I always ask my guests when they come on to give advice. I think I just heard you give advice, although you didn't frame it as advice, which is maybe the single most important thing anyone can do is to learn how to say no and to say no much more often.
Well, I'm loath to give advice because I'm telling you what worked for me, and that doesn't necessarily mean it works for anybody else. But I do suspect that many, many people would be much happier if they did less better. Publish fewer papers and make them better papers. For God's sakes, publish 1 paper and make it a great paper. Not only will you be happier, but the world will be happier without all the crappy papers you didn't publish.
Yeah.
Reading this one that you put your heart and soul into, and everybody can tell you did, because it's just such a pleasure. Don't you think the world would be better with fewer books that were better books? Fewer X that are better X? I'm not sure what you could substitute for X that wouldn't be true.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. And I have gotten better at saying no, but as you described my life, 7 things that I do, each of them pretty poorly. That's exactly how many things I'm trying to do in my life, which is 7. And it's probably 4 too many. And I've yet to figure out how to get from 7 down to 3.
Yeah, I bet you're not trying very hard because you're very good with math. I know you can go from 7 to 3 very easily. My guess is that when somebody says, Steve, I've got this idea for a project, you go, wow, that would be really fun. And this is what we call affective forecasting. You're imagining how great it will be to do the project. And we know from a lifetime of research that there's a whole bunch of things you're not imagining, particularly how it will impinge on all the other things you already said yes to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Classic error.